Good morning. My name's Charlie Newcombe. I'm the minister at Christ Church Huntingdon. And I have to admit that I'm slightly envious at the moment, if a vicar can admit that, of some members of my family who are currently in the outermost parts of Scotland on a fishing trip. It's become a kind of family tradition, and I've been fortunate to join them on previous trips, hours spent casting a fishing line into a loch or into a river in bonny Scotland, hoping that eventually one of the elusive Scottish salmon will take the bait. Well, there's nothing like the excitement when you get a big salmon on the end of the line, as some of the team experienced yesterday, as seen on WhatsApp. There's actually a lot about fish in the Bible. They come in the Old Testament, in the story of Genesis and in the creation of the world. They come, of course, in the story of Jonah, who was swallowed up by a big fish. And they come in the New Testament in the story of Jesus miraculously feeding thousands of people with one boy's lunch of bread and fish. But also, fish come in the story of the calling of Jesus' disciples who left their family business in order to join the great adventure of spreading the good news of the kingdom, which Jesus called fishing for men. In fact, a fish has become a symbol for Christians. You sometimes see a fish on the back of a car, indicating that it's being driven, hopefully very thoughtfully, by a Christian. Because the initials for Jesus Christ, Son of God, Saviour, in Greek, the original language of the New Testament, spell out the word ichthus, the Greek word for fish. And that's where that fish symbol originally came from. But there's one fishing trip in the Bible which is really quite sort of strange, which I'd love to tell you about today. It's the time that Jesus predicts that Peter will catch a fish with a coin in its mouth. You see, the story was that there was a bit of a debate about whether Jesus and his disciples needed to pay a very specific Jewish temple tax, 2 drachmas for each person. And Jesus said effectively that because he and his disciples were children of the king, children of the father who, as it were, owned the temple, they didn't need to pay the temple tax. But amazingly, Jesus said to Peter, and here we quote from Matthew chapter 17, "But so that we may not cause offence, go to the lake, throw out your line, take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you'll find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." Wow, a fish with a coin in its mouth, and not just any coin, but exactly twice the temple tax, 2 drachmas each, for 4 drachmas for Jesus and for Peter. Now, I don't think Jesus is promising from this story to pay all your taxes or somehow to exempt you from them. He said to his followers to render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. A reminder that actually we need to obey the authorities at this time, even if we disagree with the rules that they make. But by sending Peter to go and catch a fish with a 4-drachma coin on the very first catch, I think he's teaching us 2 things. First of all, we can trust him to supply our needs. We can trust him to supply our needs. This story is a great encouragement for anyone listening today who's worried about the future. Will there be another lockdown? How will my finances go? Will I get sick? Christians are not exempt from suffering or sickness or financial difficulty. But this little picture of the coin shows us that actually we can trust Jesus to look after us, even with practical details, as we go through various difficulties, and actually to provide just what we need, even if we have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So first of all, we can trust him to supply our needs. He did that for Peter, and he'll do that for any who will trust in him. Secondly, Jesus is pretty amazing, isn't he? He knows the future. You're going to catch a fish. And he organises the future. He makes it happen. The exact amount needed for 2 people's tax, that 4-drachma coin, found in the mouth of a fish at just the right moment when the tax collector calls. Well, if there's anyone who's listening today who is living life and even facing death in this COVID era without Jesus, I'd encourage you to think again. Jesus is pretty amazing. He knows the future and he organises the future. It's a strange fishing trip, a fish with a coin in its mouth. But it shows us that we can trust Jesus to meet all our needs. And above all, Jesus is pretty amazing, isn't he? Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.